My dad's family, the Vandiverts. Just to understand why there were so many people coming and going, you must know that my dad's family had 8 children. Only the youngest, Arthur, was born on the ranch. The others were born in Texas, Arizona, New York, and Powell Butte, Oregon. My dad was born just a couple of months before my grandfather came to the ranch to start building the homestead. This was in 1892. Dad was born at Powell Butte at the home of his grandfather, Joshua Jackson Vandiverte. My grandfather, W.P., and grandmother, Sadie, had come from New York to get settled on the ranch on the Little Deschutes River. As soon as Claude, my dad, was born on January 6, 1892, they waited until Sadie was up to it and then moved to the ranch. There had been a small building on the ranch when they got there, and they used it to live in until the house started to go up by the river. It was built a little at a time, and it was completed with 11 rooms. I believe I once figured that it had about 4,000 square feet on both floors. This family who came there were really remarkable people. Somehow, they eked out a living using various methods to gain income. My grandmother kept travelers overnight and would charge them room and board. These were people traveling from Prineville or Shanico, heading south towards California. There was no town of Bend at that time, only a couple of homes and early day settlers. There were some early day people in Prineville, and that is where my great-grandfather, Joshua Jackson Vandiverte, lived. Grandmother Sadie also had the mail concession at the house, and she didn't like doing it, got rid of it once, and then got back to it later. But someone had to do it. My grandfather was a well-rounded person who could make a dollar one way or another. He did all types of work, such as making snow sleds, hunting trips for bear, surveying roads in the mountains for the government, raising cattle, and trapping in the river for fur skins. In later years, when my mother came to the ranch, she took over a lot of the duties that Sadie had done. She tells in one letter how 7 or 8 people came by and stayed overnight, and that she cooked for them and got them all bedded down and was very proud that she could handle this chore that went with being in charge. There was a great deal of trading and swapping in those days also. Some of the furniture I grew up with came from trading with other families. I know that the neighbors would trade meat when they butchered, and then we would trade back when we did our butchering. It helped in those days because there was no refrigeration. Meat could only be kept so long unless it was canned. Grandma Sadie taught the children until they went to school in Bend. She had been a teacher, and as Shirley showed up in her children, they all became very useful citizens in later years. Most of them went from high school and on to college. 3 of the boys became doctors, and the 3 girls became teachers, one with additional Bible studies, and the other 2 boys, Claude and Bill, stayed in the ranching business.